إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I welcome all of you and we continue the reading from Al-Mulakhas Al-Fiqhi of our noble Shaykh Al-Allama Al-Doktor Salih Al-Fawzan Hafidahu Allah Ta'ala, in a section of Al-Zakat. In the section of Al-Zakat, a chapter today or tonight, في زكاة الحبوب والثمار والعسل والمعدن والركاز. Today we're going to learn the chapter, still in a section of Al-Zakat, about grains. The Zakat due in grains, fruits, honey, minerals, and rikaz. And we'll tell you what this term means, rikaz, when we get to it, inshallah ta'ala. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله، قال الله تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا من طيبات ما كسبتم ومما أخرجنا لكم من الأرض. And to make it easy, إن شاء الله والحمد لله, because I, as mentioned before, this chapter of Zakat is a lot of details in it, you have to pay attention, but also it'll be better if you break it into points. So this chapter, I broke it into 18 points. So I'm going to mention a point 1, point 2, and 3, and the like. If you mark those, just in case if you miss something, you forget something, you didn't understand something, you tell me, can you repeat point 6? I didn't understand what the Shaykh mean with the point number 12, and the like, inshallah ta'ala. So point 1, the Shaykh mentioned the ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 267. قال والزكاة تسمى نفقة كما قال تعالى والذين يكنزون الذهب والفضة ولا ينفقونها في سبيل الله أي لا يخرجون زكاتها. The Shaykh began by bringing this ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah. O you who believed, you who have believed, spend from the good things which you have earned and from that which we have produced for you from the earth. Also zakat, it may mention in another ayah as nafaqa, as mean as expenditure, and that which is spent, as in the ayah in Surah At-Tawbah, ayah 34, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and those who hoard gold and silver and they don't spend it in the way of Allah, give them tithing of the painful punishment. Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan says here it means they don't spend it for the way of Allah, meaning they don't give its due zakat. That's what spending it here it means. It means they do not give the zakat that is due on that wealth. The point number 2, قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله وقد استفادت السنة المطهرة بالأمر بإخراج زكاة الحبوب والثمار وبيان مقدارها وأجمع المسلمون على وجوبها في البر والشعير والتمر والزبيب فتجب الزكاة في الحبوب كلها كالحنطة والشعير والأرز والدخن وسائر الحبوب. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام ليس فيما دون 5 أوساق من الحب ولا تمر صدقة. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام فيما سقت السماء والعيون أو كان عثريا العشر. رواه البخاري. In this point number 2, Sheikh Salih al-Fawzani says the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned the command. There is a command in the Sunnah as well to give zakat on grains and fruits. those farmers, they have grains and fruits, they grow grains and fruits, they give zakat as well. But with certain conditions, as we're going to learn, inshallah ta'ala. So they give zakat on grains and fruits, and clarified its due amount. The sunnah clarified what are the grains that the zakat do from them, and also the due amount that should be given. So therefore the Muslim have also agreed, unanimously agreed upon the dueness of giving it from wheat, that it is due. The zakat is due also from wheat, barley, dates and raisins. So therefore zakat is to be given from all grains such as wheat, barley, rice, millet and the rest of cereals. And then the Shaykh mentioned two narrations of the Prophet ﷺ. In the first one, the Prophet ﷺ, he says, no zakat is due on less than 5 wasaq of grains or dates. This wasaq, the Shaykh al-Fawzan, himself, he explained it later on by saying, that this wasaq, it is one wasaq, is a quantity, of, is a measure of quantity, that one wasaq is 60 sa' from the sa' of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the sa' is 4 handfuls, like we do in Zakat al-Fitr, when you put your hands together, and 4 of these is a sa'. So 60 sa's is a wasaq. There is this 5 wasaq. So it's like 300 sa's of the Prophet, 5 times 60. That's the nisab. So no zakat is due on less than 5 wasaq, meaning 300 sa' of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Of grains or dates. So if someone has less than that, they don't have no zakat on them. Also the Prophet ﷺ said, on a land irrigated, on a land irrigated by rainwater or by natural water channels, or if the land is wet due to a nearby water spring, 1/10 is to be given as zakat. Once again, the amount that is to be given has to do with the effort put forward, whether those people they put forward, they have any expenses by irrigating their fruits and their plants, or they didn't. As this hadith related by Imam al-Bukhari. The third point, قال صالح الفوزان حفظه الله وتجب الزكاة في الثمار كالتمر والزبيب ونحوهما من كل ما يكال ويدخر ولا تجب الزكاة إلا فيما يبلغ النصاب ولا تجب الزكاة إلا فيما يبلغ النصاب لحديث أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه يرفعه ليس فيما دون 5 أوسق صدقة رواه الجماعة ومنهم الإمام البخاري والمسلم رحمهم الله والوسق 60 صاعا بالصاع النبوي الذي مقداره 4 حفنات بكفي الرجل المعتدل الخلقة. In this the third point, the Shaykh says, it is stipulated in zakat given from grains and fruits, or actually, the zakat is to be given, from fruits such as dates, the Shaykh says. Zakat is to be given from fruits such as dates, raisins, and their like from amongst all the things that can be weighed and stored. Which is very important terms. Those that can be weighed and stored. Zakat is only taken from what reaches the nisab. And remember the nisab, we talked about that many times. And this is based on the hadith that the Prophet ﷺ said in it, no zakat is to be paid on a quantity less than 5 wasaq. أوسق، five أوسق، خمسة أوسق. And the Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, حفظه الله تعالى, he explained that the wasaq, one wasaq, is a 60 sa' of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also he says, equivalent to a sa' of a man of a middle, who's a middle built. Not someone whose hands are very big, not someone whose hands are very small, a medium hands. Okay, so four of those handfuls are equal to one sa'. But since the nisab here is five awsuq, so how many sa'?
300.
Because it's 60 times five. I know. In point number four, قال ويشترط في زكاة الحبوب والثمار أن يكون النصاب مملوكا له وقت وجوب الزكاة. ويشترط في زكاة الحبوب والثمار أن يكون النصاب مملوكا له وقت وجوب الزكاة وهو بدو الصلاح في الثمر واشتداد الحب في الزرع. It is stipulated in zakat given from grains and fruits that the owner must possess the nisab at the due time of giving zakat. You see, the nisab is at the due time of giving the zakat. And what is that due time for the grains and fruits? The Sheikh tells us, which is the appearance of signs indicating ripeness of fruits and the hardening of grains in plants. That's how you give the zakat. Okay? Person doesn't give the zakat based on the trees. 10 trees, oh, well, they usually give you this and that. It's not because of an acre, oh, this acre usually gives you so much of grains. You gotta wait until you see the ripeness of the fruits. And the farmers, they know. They know the fruits, like apples, they become turned a little bit firm and reddish or the like, you know, and the like. And the grains, whether it be barley, wheat, or the like, they harden. Because as you know, the grains, when how they farm them, in the farm, it comes as little sprouts, tiny one, you don't even see it. It's like a grass, when you cut the grass, and you start getting, that's how a field of wheat or a barley look like. I know because we had a farm back home. And we used to do that, alhamdulillah. So, you see it when you tilt the land and you put the grain. You just put it like this and you tilt it. And then you wait, alhamdulillah. You rain. And in a couple of weeks you start to see these little sprouts coming. It's beautiful, alhamdulillah. Allah, it's amazing. And then every morning you see it, like every week it's getting like 2 inch, 3 inch, 10 inch, until it become like some of them like foot and a half, 2 feet high, some even 3 feet. It depends maybe on the kind of the wheat or the barley. And then it's strong and it's green. And it has the, what do you call it?
Stalk.
You got the stalk and the top one that have the grains. What do you call it? Sumbula. Sumbula in English. It's in Surah Al-Baqarah. في كل سنبلة مئة حبة. I'll give it to you. Surah Al-Baqarah, inshallah. So you have the stalk, right? And what's the thing that have the grains? It's like this, maybe like 2-3 inches. What is it called? Huh? The comb? Maybe the comb, right? Okay, here. Aina. Tayyip. What is it, Isha?
Sense. A-S-C-E-N-T-S.
Now here. Allah says, مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل. The likeness of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah is the ear. The ear, they call it. Amen. As the likeness of a grain of corn, it grows 7 ears. Call it the ear. So then, the zakat, and then it takes a while for that to harden, because now it's green. And we used to go and eat it. Because first that ear is small, not like the corn. The corn is big, but for the wheat or the barley is smaller. Okay? And thinner, very small. And then you have grains. And those grains develop a couple weeks, maybe in a month. They are big grains. And we used to take them and eat them. They tasted very good. But then, after 2 months or something, or 3 months, they become all yellow. Maybe you've seen this before. They become yellow. And the grains are hard now. Have you even seen wheat in grains? Huh? Not just as a flour? That's how it looks. So he said that's when the time the zakat is due. When it's hardened. When these grains become hard and dry. Of course they become dry as well. What point was that?
Four.
طيب. Point number 5, قال فيشترط لوجوب الزكاة في الحبوب والثمار شرطان. الأول بلوغ النصاب على ما سبق بيانه. الثاني أن يكون مملوكا له وقت وجوب الزكاة. أن يكون مملوكا له وقت وجوب الزكاة. فلو ملك النصاب بعد ذلك لم تجب عليه فيه زكاة. مثال قال كما لو اشتراه أو أخذه أجرة لحصاده أو حصله باللقاط يعني يلقطه. He said based on this, in this fifth point, there are two conditions which make zakat obligatory to be given from fruits and grains. Two conditions. The first condition, the amount should reach the nisab according to what is mentioned before. Above. What is the nisab?
Five awsuq.
The second condition, the one giving zakat possesses the nisab at the time of giving the zakat. Okay? So therefore, if a person possesses the nisab later, he is not to give the zakat for it. For example, the case of buying it. Somebody buy. He didn't harvest the grain. Somebody, he bought the grains. He won't pay the zakat. Or gaining it as wages in return of harvesting it. Some people, instead to pay the money, they don't have money. Says, okay, you help me to harvest this and I give you such and such. Okay, give you such and such amount of grains. That person don't give the zakat. Or having picked it up from the leftover harvest. It is a habit, at least we used to do it, alhamdulillah, because we used to cultivate potatoes too, a lot of potatoes. And once you pick things, you allow, my father rahimahullah used to allow the people to come to the land, especially the poor people, and they bring their little tools and they dig. They still get a lot of potatoes because a lot of things is left over there. Especially, subhanAllah, when you hire people to do the work, some people, they don't do the work right. Because you know how potatoes is harvested, right? You take the potato and you put it on the ground in a nice way, and then you cover it with the dirt, and you have to take care of it. You gotta do a lot of work. It's not easy. It's not just put it there and forget about it. And then after like 4 months or so, that potato is, because likewise, you put one potato here and then every like maybe five, six inches, you put another one because you move some space. Because that potato is going to give babies. SubhanAllah. From one potato, after 4 months, when you dig it out, one give you 7, 8, some give you 12 and 15, some give you big ones, some give you medium ones. It's amazing somehow. So same thing, you have this little sprout that come, and you become like a little tree, like this high, 1 foot or so, has a lot of leaves, green, and it stays green for like 3-4 months. But you have to give a lot of water, you have to take care of it, make sure that you work around it, all of these shrubs and what do you call them?
Weeds,
have to eliminate them because they take the nutrients. Okay? It's a lot of work. And irrigate it. And then it starts getting dry. Muhammad is loving, maybe he does that, he knows. So it starts getting dry, the leaves, until everything dry. Now is an indication that it's ready. So you bring people to help because it's a big field, so when people, you hire people, they come and do it to knock it out in one day. So now some people, they do a good job, some people don't care, man. They just talking and pick up like 4 and they leave 3 in there. You see? Because it's mixed with the dirt. They have to really look. And so you come back, subhanAllah, after that, and people still get a lot of potatoes. So he says, that's what the idea is, see? When we were kids, we used to love it. Even if it's ours, and we have a lot of potatoes at home, we're still going to go get ours. We're competing with the other people, and my father says, what are you doing? Get back home. How are they taking our potatoes? That's for them. And of course, my father, rahimahullah ta'ala, while we're harvesting, he used to give the people, you know, and he used to give, and then give the zakat. Jazahullah, rahimahullah. طيب, that was point one? Number five, Al-Khamis. طيب. The point number six, قال والقدر الواجب إخراجه في زكاة الحبوب والثمار يختلف باختلاف وسيلة السقي. يختلف باختلاف وسيلة السقي. The amount that is to be given as zakat of grains and fruits differs according to what? We mentioned that.
The amount that is ready.
No. The amount that is to be given as zakat of grains and fruits differs according to what? You're close.
The amount of effort.
For the water.
Ahsan. That's the one. Depends on the method of irrigation. It depends on, that's what the brother says, the effort that he puts forward. Okay? Depend on the method of irrigation. The point number 7 and number 8, they will explain to us this, inshaAllah ta'ala. As point number 7, قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان, فإذا سقي. And by the way, if I'm going fast, tell me to slow down. I want to finish the chapter before the Salat, but if I'm fast for you, tell me to slow down. We may do this chapter in 2 parts. It's not a problem with me, okay? Going fast? Think so? Alright, we put it in the 5th gear? So I'm going in the 6th, 7th maybe. Hey. قال فإذا سقي بلا مؤنة من السيول والسيوح وما شرب بعروقه كالبعل يجب فيه العشر لما في الصحيح من حديث ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما سقت السماء والعيون أي الأمطار والعيون أو كان عثريا العشر ولمسلم عن جابر أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فيما سقت الأنهار والغيم العشور. In the 7th point, he says, in the case the land is irrigated without effort, بلا مؤنة, in case the field that have these fruits and grains is irrigated, it receives water, but no effort. But from floods, for example. It is a river, and it overflow and come over this land, you see? Now here is water, came that way. Wasuyuh, running water. Now it's not a flood, but some water coming from here, from a spring, from up the mountain and come down. Or in case of trees and plants that suck water through what? Their roots. They close to whatever. We don't know what's under the ground. Okay? They suck water through their roots. So in this case, 10th of the yield is to be given as zakat. The 10th. Okay? The 10th is to be given as zakat. Because the 10th of what they have. If they have 1,000 wasaq, they give 10th of it. You see? They weigh what they harvest, and if it's equal or more than the nisab, then they give the 10th. If they didn't put effort, they didn't irrigate it by effort. And this is according to the hadith related in Sahih Muslim. On the authority of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, on a land irrigated by rainwater or by natural water channels, or if the land is wet due to a nearby spring, 1/10 is to be given as zakat. 1/10 of the yield is to be given as zakat. Moreover, Imam Muslim, rahimahullah, related on the authority of Jabir, radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, 1/10 is payable as zakat on the land irrigated by rivers or rain. Or rain. The point number 8, قَالَ وَيَجِبُ فِي مَا سُقِيَ بِمُؤْنَةٍ مِنَ الْآبَارِ وَغَيْرِهَا نِصْفُ الْعُشُرُ نصف العشر لقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما وما سقي بالنضح نصف العشر رواه البخاري والنضح السقي بالسواني طريقة قديمة تستعمل تسمى الثانية الحمار أو الجمل يدور ثم الماء يستجلب هكذا من البئر أو من النهر ولمسلم عن جابر وفيما سقي بالثانية نصف العشري نصف العشر. Now in this point number 8, in the case of what is irrigated by exerting effort. Now the farmer is exerting efforts to bring water from wells, for example, because the well is way down there. He has to make efforts to bring that water up to his land or other sources. 1/20 is to be given now. 5%, not 10%. So they give less because these people, they exerted effort. 1/20, which is 5%, is to be given as zakat, not 10%. To be given as zakat. You remember 5%, somebody may say, what happened to 2.5%? Alright? No, 2.5% is not always what you give in zakat. That's only in a specific type. Okay? For a specific type, that's what you give, for gold and silver. But for others, then you need to know that it's not always 2.5%. If a person that have grains and go and give 2.5%, then he's not giving enough. No, he's to give 5% or 10% based on the effort exerted, okay? So it's not always 2.5%, because usually people, they just read a chapter about money. Oh, I have my money, I have business, how much I give. Of course, the ulama, they says you give 2.5%. If the nisab, as that's another chapter after this chapter that we're going to learn, inshallah ta'ala, about business and money and gold and silver and the like, in details, inshallah. What point we're in?
Nine.
We did 8, so now we're in 9, right? Now we didn't finish it. I didn't finish it, right? So he says, this is based on the hadith, and on the land irrigated by the well, 1/20, 5% is to be paid as zakat on the yield of the land. This is related by Imam al-Bukhari. Watering by the help of camels also, they call sawani, entails giving 1/20 as well. As Imam Muslim, rahimahullah ta'ala, related on the authority of Jabir, radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet said, and a 1/20 is to be paid as zakat on what is irrigated by saniya. What is saniya? This is an old method that the people they used to use. They still doing it in some countries, the poor farmers who don't have the means. Because now, you know, irrigation is, subhanAllah, it's very sophisticated. You see how people now they have these
Sprinkler systems.
But it's expensive. Not all the people. They have sprinkler systems with wheels that moves and is easy, but it's costly. But still, some people, what they do? They have those who have a well, and that well is deep. Maybe, who knows, sometimes 300 feet deep, 500 feet. So how they get the water up? They put a turbine, you know turbine? Mm-hmm. And a pump. They call it sump pump?
Yes.
Sump pump, right? That they use it sometimes for, I don't know what. It's a water pump that sup up the water. You know what I'm talking about? So it's like a something down, engine, like a turbine that rotates and then bring the water to that pipe way up, but you need an engine, you need a motor, and that motor turns the axle, which bring water up. So these people, they do it this way. Other people, they do it in a traditional way. What they do, they have, they call it saniya. It's like a circle. Maybe you've seen it, like in a circus. You see those circle? Huh?
Like a wind fan.
Oh, like a wind fan, yes. Like that. And they have buckets in it. They have these wings. They have buckets. Okay? And those buckets, they're going to go to the river first. You see? And they pick up water and dump it outside. You know? And usually they use camels. Those people who have camels in the area. Those who have mules or donkeys, or even horses. A lot of times they don't use horses for that. Horses are more precious. So they use donkeys, mules, and camels. Some countries they use cows and bulls to do that. And they, as the camel keep going in a circle, see? And turning, making that saniya turns, and those buckets they go down, filled up, and as they go, they tilt and dump water somewhere where they want it. And you keep going like that. Okay, that's the saniya. Likewise, because people know they exert in effort. Okay, they have a camel, they have that material. Likewise, them, that which they give is less than those who do not put forward any effort. So these people give only 5% instead of 10%. And that was the point number 8. We finish 8, right? Point number 9. وَوَقْتُ وُجُوبِ الزَّكَاةِ وَقْتُ وُجُوبِ الزَّكَاةِ فِي الْحُبُوبِ حِينَ تَشْتَدُّ فِي الْحُبُوبِ حِينَ تَشْتَدُّ وَفِي الثَّمْرِ حِينَمَا يَبْدُو صَلَاحُهُ حِينَمَا يَبْدُو صَلَاحُهُ حِينَ يَحْمَرُ أَوْ يَسْفَرُ فَلَوْ بَاعَهُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فلو باع هذا الشخص الثمر يعني بعد أن يشتد أو بعد صلاحه وجبت زكاته عليه لا على المشتري وجبت زكاته عليه لا على الذي اشتراه. Now in this point number 9, the Sheikh is teaching us the due time of giving the zakat on grains. and in fruits. He says the due time of giving zakat on grains is when, we mentioned that before. Who remember? Naam Zahid. Sajid. When the fruits ripen and the grains get hardened. Ahsan. He says, so the due time of giving zakat on grains is when they become hard. And with regard to fruits, when they ripen. And they show signs of ripeness. Yet now, he says, now this is important, yet if the owner sells it, sells his harvest and that what he has, afterwards, after he sells what he has, after the fruits ripen, after the grains harden, still the zakat be due upon him. You see? Upon him, not upon the buyer. Not upon the buyer. Not upon, not upon the buyer. قال ويلزم إخراج الحب مصفى أي منقى من التبن والقشرة القشر. Likewise, in addition to this, the grains are to be given as zakat after sifting, and that is, they must be cleaned from hay and straw. You see, so a person doesn't give the whole straw, you know, stalk and with everything, with hay. No, only the grains. Because once he harvests, you know, there is the mechanical way, sophisticated way, and there is a traditional way. There is these big machines, you see them? Big bulldozers, big machines. He has this in the front, has this cylinder that goes and cuts and picks the stalk, the whole grain, all of it. Some of them, they just like that. They're not sophisticated. That's all they do. They cut and leave it on the ground. You see? And then the farmer himself have people collect it and take it somewhere and to separate the grain from the hay. Other machines, what they do? They do everything for you. But they're expensive. As they go on, you'll see a track. A truck, a riding or drive, you know, around next to it. So what this machine do? This machine not only cuts the stalks, but it keeps them through a tunnel, go through whatever inside there, and separate the grains from the hay. And the grains go through this tunnel, and loaded into the truck, while in the other side, the hay is already put into bundles or usually into squares, packed with metal, ready to go. And that's really expensive to do that. That machine is expensive. Now let's say the traditional way that many poor farmers who cannot do this. How they do it? They do it by hand. What they use? What do you call it? The sickle? Sickles. You know the sickles? It's like this. Sickles. And that's how they do it, man. It's very painful. Especially this, the grains, they harden when? In the summer, when it's very hot. And you find men and women go there, and they just sit, Akhi, undir, because they walk in, and they have their backs bent and cutting, like picking up cherries or something. It's not easy, actually, for their backs. That's all they do. They cut it, put it in a bundle, and put it inside, on the side as they go. Other people, they come behind them and pick it up and put it in one place. And then what they do after that, if it needs a little bit extra time to harden, they leave it there. But they have to watch for the rain. Shouldn't be wet. If it's the rain, they have to cover it with a tarp. And then when they see that it's ready, what they do? They bring horses and mules. And those mules, they will run on or go in a circle on it. You know, stamp it with their feet. And that's how you separate the grains. And then after that, they bring shovels. And they wait until a windy day. SubhanAllah, where people, they go through, man. We will just go and get a nice croissant. Bismillah. And people go through a lot of hardship, man, to get that product. And I've seen it and I've done some of it. And then they take the shovel and they wait for a windy day. They lift the shovel and they throw it up there. You know what happened now? What happened? What happened? The wind now, when you toss it up, it's separated. The grain fall down, the hay go over here. You see how they do it? Now you get the grains here, and then you still have to go and pick up those things. Allah Mustafa, mashallah. It was fun to narrate it, not to do it. In matter of fact, they told me, subhanAllah, it's amazing, the people of the past, they were strong. Allah, amazing. They told me that my grandmother actually gave birth to my uncle in that field by herself. By herself. She was harvesting and she's pregnant. Look, this is a woman, she's due. She's going to do any time that she's still working. Some women stop cooking like in the first month. I'm pregnant, brother. She's done. As this woman, she's due. And she gave birth while she harvesting by herself. And she wrapped him. And she still harvests. Until people came and they're like, it's baby, who's baby? That's my baby. And she's still working. Rahimahullah. The people, subhanAllah. Ayna'am. That was the Adhan time, right?
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
So we're still in the point number 9. The Shaykh says that the grains are to be given after they are clean from hay and straw. The person don't give everything as zakat now, you give only the grains. Okay? And of course the straw and the hay is used for different purposes, especially for feeding the cows. They keep it, those who have cows, they keep it to feed their animals. Those who don't have cows, they sell it. They sell it in the market for those farmers who have cows and the like. قال ويعتبر إخراج الثمر يابسا لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمر بخرص العنب زبيبا وتؤخذ زكاته زبيبا كما تؤخذ زكاة النخل تمرا ولا يسمى زبيبا وتمرا إلا اليابس. The point number 10. The Shaykh, he says, the fruits given as zakat now, okay, and the grains. The fruits given as zakat should be dried, the fruits. The fruits given as zakat should be dried, because the Prophet ﷺ commanded estimating the grapes for collecting the zakat when dried into raisins. We don't give the zakat as grapes. So a person have grapes, and he know how much he will give, but he give them in raisins. Okay, give them in raisins, that is dry. He give the zakat in raisins, not in grapes. And so therefore, zakat for grapes is to be paid in raisins. The same is to be applied with regard to zakat due upon dates. It is to be given in dry dates. Wallahu a'lam, because this is more beneficial for the person that you give him the zakat. You give a person a lot of grapes, how much they're going to eat? You give them raisins, they can store them, you see? Because they store the raisins, and they store dates, and they can use them for so many, for a long time. Likewise, the wheat can be stored for a long time. And as for the fruits that are not weighed, who cannot be stored, there is no zakat in them, as we're going to learn that, inshallah ta'ala, in the next class, such as apples and the sheikh says, and the like. Okay? These the things that are not stored, then inshallah ta'ala, we're going to learn about them. We're going to stop here. We're not going to be able to finish this before the time of the salat. But inshallah, for whatever remaining, we still have maybe like 5 to 8 minutes. At least if you don't mind, we can review this point we have went through, inshallah. Because that's the purpose. We want to see if you understood. You have any questions? Just anyone have any questions? Just tell me what point it is that you need. And we can review it, inshallah.